Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations, like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
It's time for the Bobby Bones Post Show. Here's your host, Bobby Bones.
What's up? Eddie's giving us the finger. We starting over?
I had the thumb.
Yeah, it was working.
Yeah, but then I clicked the button that made it go off.
So where are we now?
It's just frozen.
We'll just keep rolling. If you get the video up, get the video up. Otherwise, we'll just keep rolling this.
Okay, cool.
Right? Yeah, I feel the same way, Ray.
Except for I said I got the thumb.
Yeah, you did get the thumb.
I got the go.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, like, it happens.
Yeah, it does. Mike and I were going through some segments because we're going to do, I don't know, maybe tomorrow, maybe Friday, we're going to do rejected segments where I'll bring on the segments that we never did. And I have a couple here that made it as honorable mentions that I won't do. But I want to give you these rejected segments. They didn't make top five, but these were segments we were never going to do. As soon as they were sent in, we were like, we're never going to do these. Let's save them. They were surpassed. But here's one from Lunchbox where he took audio from Morgan and Eddie doing commercials.
Oh, boy.
Well, the thing is, none of us here are really eloquent speakers. We're not higher because of how we say words or our voices. Especially him. Even me. I would not do... I'm not going to get in the mix of calling people out for messing up at commercials. You guys could take hours of my tape.
Yeah, it's kind of our fault, though, because we've gotten stuff at Lunchbox where he's like...
They make fun of me, yeah, and then they couldn't even... Yeah. Same word gave them problems, so
that's
I thought that was hilarious.
Word.
Okay, here we go. Eddie and Morgan both do commercials for this company. They can't say a specific word. First, it was Morgan, he says, who took 15 minutes to get one word right, and then Eddie takes another 15 minutes to say the same word. Here we go.
This patented medication... How do you say that word? Patented?
Patented.
Patented. Patented? Patent. How do you say it? Lunchbox. How do you
patented.
Say it? Patented? That sounds weird. Hold on. This patented medication is available only by prescription, and you can only get it at Red Mountain Weight Loss.
So that's Morgan. I thought you said it right the first time, though.
It felt right, but everybody kept telling me it was wrong, so...
Play hers again from the beginning.
This patented medication...
That would have worked.
That's right.
That's like country patented.
Yeah. I got a little slang with it.
Yeah, that's what I do. And then Eddie doing the same word.
Isn't it time you tried RM3? This patented medication is available only by prescription, and you can only get it at Red Mountain Weight Loss.
Hey, you got it, buddy. That's good. Patented. Yeah. You just slur it like I do sometimes. Okay, we rejected that, but thank you, Lunchbox.
Thank you, but I mean, hey, that would make you smile.
Yeah.
The irony.
Didn't make you smile, didn't make you laugh, didn't make you in a good mood. Yeah.
Also, Lunchbox had a segment idea. Our other honorable mention is from Lunchbox.
All right.
He wanted us to do a whole segment called Props to Lunchbox because he went and got his flu shot.
Yep.
This is what's called bottom of the barrel prep.
This is the health of America. You guys say how important it is to get a flu shot, and I finally found time in the middle of January to go get a flu shot. Maybe it's February.
You found the time. You have the time. No. It's remembering.
Yeah, it's remembering. It's hard to remember. I don't go to the doctor very often, and I happened to be at a CVS, and I was like, oh, do you guys do flu shots here? And so I had to go sign up at the little kiosk, and they put the jab arm. It only took like 5 minutes.
Yeah, that thing's
sore. It was sore, but now I'm not going to get the flu this season.
Yeah. Well, I got the flu shot, too. It doesn't mean you're not going to get the flu. They best guess on the strand.
Right.
Right.
But I was proud of myself, and it was really just an encouragement.
You wanted to do a whole segment called Props to Lunchbox, not a PSA for our listeners.
Yes.
Where we talk.
Also, props to me for taking care of myself and not getting you guys sick.
But you've gotten me sick every time you've been sick.
I haven't been. No.
Every time. Every illness he's had, I've mysteriously ended with an illness right after that, from COVID.
Mm-hmm. Probably the shame he feels around that is why he finally got the shot.
He wants to do Props to Lunchbox.
Yeah. Yeah. There's no shame here.
Hey, Abby, what's going on with my hat?
Oh, boy.
Did you see it?
No.
Oh, it...
go grab it.
Okay. It was a fail.
Go ahead. Go grab it. I haven't seen it, so let's look, and we'll let our listeners watch who are watching. Are we up, video?
Can I bring it in here?
Yeah, bring it in here. So I bought, well, I thought it was one, but I have four of these massive hats. You wear it on your head. And they didn't have any colors but pink. So I was like, great. And so I said, Abby, would you mind dyeing it
red? I don't think you're going to want to put this on your head.
Well, I'm not. No. I took my hat off today to put this on.
Yeah, I know. No, what did she do to it?
Cover it.
Yeah, what could happen?
Wait.
Oh, okay. It looks red. That looks fine.
Huh.
It's not really.
It's.
Be careful. It's coming off onto my hand.
It's like dirty red.
Like, you don't want to put it on your head because it was all over her hands.
Faded red with dirt.
But if you put that in it, let me see it. Put that in it. Why is that pink? Oh, because it was in it.
Yeah, that was already.
Okay, got it. So if that's in.
It's going to get all over
everything.
It's
okay. What is it?
The dye.
No, we'll back up.
Well, I was going to set it down.
She's like, yeah, this is an easy way to fix that. So does it look red at all?
Yeah, it looks red.
Or pink.
It looks pink.
Like an off red.
It looks.
On the camera, it looks pink.
Okay, here we go. It's vintage.
Just
faded vintage red.
But can I wear it to the Razorback game and everybody think it's red?
Yes.
Scuba says no.
No.
What?
I guess it's tough too because you're next to a red microphone, so it looks so off.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you're going to be wearing red. If you're going to put an Arkansas on there, the red is going to be way different.
Yeah. Abby, what do you think? Now, I brought another one. Do you? You need a what? Just hop on that mic. Just hop on that mic right there.
I'll do another one because I got like a spray paint. Like a fabric spray paint that's red that might work better.
Are you going to do this one?
No. Well, should I? I mean,
you might as well do it and see if it works.
Like painting. You paint the wall, you got to do it a couple times.
Yeah, because I soaked the hat you have on for like 2 hours, and I kept adding dye, and it was just pink.
How much did all the dye cost?
Oh, not like $10.
Okay. How much do you think how much time did you spend doing it? A lot?
It was probably like 4 hours.
And then she gets $5.50 an hour.
For 5 hours. It was a long time.
So about $25 you owe.
Well, how much is the spray? I gave her $100 for supplies.
Oh my goodness.
That's great.
I would have done it for...
No, you wouldn't have.
Yeah, I'd have stuck in some red dye for $100. That's
the
easy.
Red dye is like still in my backyard on my back patio because I don't know what to do with it.
Probably pour it on the dog poop in your yard.
Oh, yeah, I could do that. Yeah.
Okay, so this isn't red enough, though, so I'm going to give this one back to you.
And I didn't even rinse it off. You're supposed to rinse it off and dry it and everything, but it's going to just be like light pink like it started. Like the top material is not absorbed.
Can you take a picture of me?
Yeah.
I'm looking at my phone.
I think it looks red from here.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just
a vintage red, like Amy said.
And I just think if he's putting a hog on the front, which is a really dark red, it's just going to look
fade
off.
Let me see how
it
looks. Hold on. It's pink as crap.
It does?
It's pink as crap, yeah.
Oh, man.
What? Bobby,
Do one more.
Yeah. You're color deficient, or what is it?
Mike, would you say it's pink?
It is red.
Very light red.
It's almost
pink.
Like a coral.
Yeah, the underneath part is red.
Yeah, underneath the bill maybe.
Yeah.
But I'm saying that.
I'm going to give it to you, Abby, to see what we can do.
Okay, spray paint it. Okay, hopefully I'll give you that works.
Yeah, and we couldn't find a patch, so she's going to, it's this big, and we tried to get somebody to embroider it, so she's going to do a paint and A on it.
Oh, am I really going to do that?
This is DIY, baby.
Does she know how to do that?
That's her idea.
I was like, we're going to make this work one way or the other.
Yeah, it was her idea. All right, Abby, thank you for chasing that down.
Yeah,
a woman cut off her boyfriend's penis after he threatened to leak sex tapes.
Yeah, blood was real bad. There's blood everywhere.
Wait, threatened or actually did?
No, did.
No, a woman cut off the penis.
Oh, dude, because he was going to leak the sex tape.
Okay, gotcha, that's tough. Like, you just want to touch your own. You know, if you see a story about a kid being abducted, they're like, it makes you want to hug your own kids. When this happens, I just want to touch my own just to, like, it makes me want to hug my own kid to be like, hey, buddy. Gosh. You know?
Okay.
What?
Yeah, it is bad.
Aruba's offering a free vacation to someone who wants to be their weather person for a week. They're calling it the world's easiest job because the weather's always the same, and you can apply and just go live it up.
Hello.
Which is a pretty cool promotion because obviously they don't really need a weather person, but now we're talking about it going because the weather's always the same. So saw that. Do we want to record this video?
Let's go.
Okay. So Scuba, what's the video I'm recording here?
So this is like an intro video at CRS.
Okay. When is CRS?
It's March, like it's like 12th or 13th or something like that.
Okay. So CRS is the big country radio seminar. Radio people come in from all over the country to Nashville, and this video is going to be played where?
It'll be played at one of the breakouts, and it kind of like talks about what to expect that day at CRS.
I'm setting up the day?
Yes, you're kind of like, hey, Bobby Bones here, CRS, welcome, blah, blah, blah. And there's like a CMA plug, because you won a CMA award. And then it talks about, okay, later today at 4, we got the noon, we got this, 4, we got this, 6:30 is this. It's a long one. All
right, it is?
Day. You got this.
I mean, you can go ahead and go home if you want.
No, I'm good.
I mean, we're done. We're just about done anyway, but okay, hang out for a few minutes. So I'm basically.
I'll work.
But Eddie said if you don't do one shot,
don't tell him that. Oh.
No, but I'm saying I don't even know what this is. I thought I was doing like a special tribute to somebody.
No, it's like an intro like to the panel. Mm.
Like, it's like recycle your bottles and cans, get to the airport 1 hour early, that kind of thing. So, I actually don't care. I'll do whatever they want. I just thought it was I thought it was gonna be like a touching tribute to somebody. Okay.
No tribute.
Okay.
Quiet on the set.
It's a tribute to yourself a little bit at the top, and then CMA.
Okay. Then I haven't read over it yet, so let's do it. Eddie, I can't see the word. No, I can't see the words on the left side. It's. Can you make them a little smaller? Because it said a high. I saw I.
Like that?
Yeah, that'll work. Go ahead. This is what we do after the show, everybody, in case you're wondering. It's 12:02 p.m. right now. Here we go. 3, 2. Hey, everybody. Welcome to CRS 2023. I'm Bobby Bones. We hope you're having a great CRS week so far. Drink a lot of water. You'll need it. I know what you're all doing. Now, I'm honored to have been recognized as the CMA National Broadcast Personality of the Year in 2022. Super cool that we've hit 10 years here. Like, can you believe it? I can't. And so it's an honor to be here and for you guys to be here for CRS. And if you're an on-air personality or radio station and you want to enter for 2023 for the CMA Broadcast Awards, the submission window is coming up soon. That window is May 1st to June 30th. And while you're here, check out the CMA booth so you can learn more about things like big changes coming to CMA. Membership, that's what it's all about. And there are big changes to the membership process. Be on the lookout in just a few days for official launch of a new CMA membership structure designed to benefit every single person in the music industry and the business. It's all about you guys being a part of this. It's CMA membership like you've never seen it before. That's the goal. Also, CMA is gearing up for the 50th anniversary of CMA Fest, the longest running country music festival in the whole world. CMA Fest is one of a kind, and this year's festival will be one to remember, so be sure you make plans to celebrate 50 years of country music with us June 8th through 11th in downtown Nashville. Stop by the CMA booth to learn more about the music event of the summer. It's going to be awesome. We hope you're here. And also, CMA membership opportunities. Still to come today at CRS at noon, Team UMG. Let me do that part again. It's UMG, not right?
Yes.
Okay. What, Mike? Umga, Team Umga. Got it. At noon, Team UMG at the Ryman featuring an all-star lineup of UMG artists. The CRS artist interview featuring Kenny Chesney this afternoon at 4 right here in the Legends Ballroom. At 6:30 p.m., it's the Bob Kingsley Acoustic Alley, also here in Legends Ballroom. And now, get ready for the next CRS session, High Functioning Anxiety, which is every single day for all of us. But now, this session starts now. Session now. Start. Yep. All right. I think that's it. Got Aruba. I'm going to do that. Hacker stole $1,000 from TikToker Millie Ford. How do they do that? $1,000? That's almost not even a story. My card details were saved in my account online. I guess they got in. Oh. I thought it was Millie Bobby Brown when I saw Millie. Heavy labor to boost men's fertility. Well, that sucks for us. Because we don't do heavy labor. Powerball ticket. Final story. Forgotten in coat pocket. Turns out to be a $1 million winner. That's it. All right, that's it for this. Thank you, guys. Mike and I are flying out at like 3 or 4 something today. We're going to go to California. I'm going to do this show tomorrow and Friday, which, by the way, Friday, Ashley McBride will be on, which is awesome. And then I'm going to do Rich Eisen's sports radio and TV show tomorrow and Friday, if you care. It's a 3-hour show, and I'm going to try not to screw it up. It's 9 to 12 Pacific. So Central Time, we will work our normal hours. We leave the air at 10. And then at 11 Central, I go and do that show. That makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So at this point right now, tomorrow, you'll be an hour into the show.
Oh, an hour and 5 minutes.
But you're going to be in L.A., yeah. Man. Hollywood.
Chilling.
That's awesome.
Welcome to Hollywood.
You're going to Nobu? Beach?
I'm going to do none
Nobu.
Of that.
Nobu?
The pool?
No, the one time we went to Nobu.
Isn't that where the slubs go?
Yeah. Quick Nobu story.
What is that, a restaurant?
Yeah, it's a super fancy restaurant.
Sushi.
There's one in Malibu. There's also, I believe, one in maybe in just L.A. proper. Maybe. But we went to the Malibu one. Scuba, there too?
I don't know of the cool one in Malibu.
Okay, so we went.
That's what everyone goes to.
And here's the thing.
Did you take the 405?
I don't know the roads. I don't even know where. I don't know anything about it. But I was out. We were working. It was me, Mike D, Caitlin, and my manager, Tom. Tom B, so you can all picture it. And we tried to get a decent rental car. We were in L.A. But when we got the rental car, they gave us, like, all they had was, like, a crappy van.
It was like a creepy van or a minivan?
It was a minivan. Okay. Oh, okay. Not creepy, but it was white.
Okay, that's a little creepy.
It was kind of in the middle of creepy and crappy. So we get this van. It's the only rental car they have. And Morgan, who used to work on the show but now works like that same team, Morgan's my everyday day-to-day manager. And so she didn't go on the trip, but she called and she goes, hey, I'll try to get you guys a reservation at some places. I was like, cool. And I was like, what about Malibu? What's it called?
Nobu.
Nobu and Malibu, because I know Caitlin loved that place. And there was no chance we'd get in. I said, call that place. Just see. And so Morgan calls, and she's like, hey, I'm setting this up. Is there any way to get a reservation for Bobby Bones? He's shooting the show out there. So there's so many celebrities in Hollywood that they just believe you're a celebrity, even if they don't know who you are, because there's just so many. And so, like, no problem. He's at a cool. We'll set it up. So I'm getting – it's weird, but I'm getting the Hollywood treatment, even though I'm not from Hollywood. They had no idea who I was, but it's so Hollywood out there that they don't know everybody, so they just assume it's somebody. So we're like, we got in? They're like, yeah. It's like a Thursday or Friday night. So we're like, great, let's go. So we're driving up, and we're in the crappy, creepy van.
Creepy, crappy.
Crappy, creepy, crappy, crappy van. We're driving up. It's us, me, Mike, Caitlin, and Tom. We don't think anything about it. We're just driving up. But you have to valet. When you valet, that's where 20 paparazzi are.
They're just camped out right there.
Taking pictures of everybody getting out of their fancy cars.
Wow.
We pull up, and as soon as the van pulls up, they all like take a break. Because they're like, there's no chance.
No chance
this is like,
anyone's in there.
Grab a snack.
That's
body break.
And so we valeted the van, and it was the worst looking car there because it was all fancy cars all in the parking lot. And we went and enjoyed our meal. We came out, got in the van. Day's over.
Wow. So that's how Britney should do it.
Yeah, soon
get in
as
a crappy
the,
van.
Soon as the crappy van. They're like, oh, this is not.
It's smoking in the hood.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, so how was the food?
It was awesome. It's too dark for me, though.
Like the ambiance?
The food was?
Well, no, not the food, but you can't see. We were out on the beach, though. Like, you're on a dock over the beach. It's super cool, but I don't see well anyway. And I was going to pull out my phone and turn the light on and look at the menu. And they were like, don't do that here.
Oh.
Yeah. Tom was like, this is not really the place to pull out your phone.
You're like, but I can't see.
I'm like, guys, I'm blind. I'm not doing it. This is not trendy. I'm blind.
Yeah.
And they're like, we'll just order you some stuff. So it's really dark for me.
We all did that too when we went to eat with Caitlin's parents. Remember how old were all of us look at the menu with the lights on? Like, it's too dark in here. We can't see.
Time marches on, baby.
Dang.
All right, that's it. Thank you. Have a great day. We will see you guys tomorrow.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.